Anchorage workers are speaking out after being told the mayor and assembly are proposing an ordinance to limit the power of unions. Mayor Dan Sullivan is proposing the ordinance along with Assembly Chair Ernie Hall and Vice Chair Jennifer Johnston. The mayor says he's just trying to delivery of the highest value services at the lowest reasonable cost to the citizens of Anchorage, while union leaders say he's taking away workers' rights. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Union leaders say, as it stands now, the proposed ordinance would leave them basically nothing left to negotiate. They say it will impact benefits, pay, and contract negotiations, including eliminating the option of a strike. Rod Harris, president of the Anchorage Firefighters Union, which represents about 400 workers, says he was shocked to find out about the proposal late Friday.
This is over the top. You know, I know the mayor really wants to address wages and benefits, but he has gone to great lengths here to make sure that anything to do with working conditions or anything to do with the employee having a voice in their own safety practices has been removed and made a management right. And he's gone further to say that everything in the city is up for privatization except for anybody that works in a police car or on a fire truck.
Harris was one of many union leaders that met with Mayor Dan Sullivan Monday morning to review the proposed ordinance. It would impact approximately 2,200 municipal employees, from accountants to police officers and firefighters. Union leaders are especially concerned that a quick timeline for the ordinance could limit public input. It's set to be introduced to the Anchorage Assembly at their next regular meeting. Municipal officials say it could be passed before the end of the month. Jason Allward is with Local 301, which represents about 100 workers that plow snow, haul waste to the landfill, and maintain streets, among other things. He attended the Monday morning presentation where the mayor explained the proposed changes, including that wages would be tied to a 5-year average of the Consumer Price Index.
Really, the only thing left to negotiate is the wages, and even that, they have tied that to the 5-year average of the CPI. I don't know what's left to negotiate, honestly.
When asked to characterize the mayor's leadership style, Allward said,
"Well, in this case, it's clearly a dictatorship. This is the way it's going to be, whether you like it or not."
Mayor Dan Sullivan says he's just trying to tighten the purse strings of local government. Cities across the U.S., Sullivan says, are implementing similar changes to create something he calls managed competition.
Oftentimes in managed competition, the employee groups win the bid to perform the service. But when they're put into a competitive environment, it's amazing how they sharpen their pencils and they know their jobs best of all. And they find ways to do it even better and at less cost.
Sullivan says a letter is going out to employees regarding the proposed changes, which he's hoping will be implemented by the assembly in the next couple of weeks. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall says it could take longer, though.
It's going to take the time that it takes to get the job done. If we're able to do it in that timeline, you know, that's fine, but it's going to take due process.
Hall says negotiations with at least 2 labor organizations are set to begin in March for contracts that expire in June. The new rules would not affect current contracts, only new ones. The proposed ordinance will be introduced to the Assembly on Tuesday, February 12th. A public hearing will be held February 26th, and the proposed ordinance could be passed at that time. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.